2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's Unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled, Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Thanks for being with us on a Monday. These are big Mondays for us after we get off of these road trips. Scott in Corvallis over the weekend. I was in Tampa. Very different results. We're going to talk about the Utes in just a moment here. Jamal Williams, by the way, 82 yards rushing on 8 carries. And a touchdown.
He looks
already.
Good.
He's got, looking really good. Yep. Part of it is nice that Aaron Jones dropped the pass, fumbled, and that'll put Jamal getting a lot of those carries. But it's just so good to see him back with the back from the injury.
You wondered if he'd be out for a long time after that hit. Oh yeah. My goodness!
So it's good to see Jamal back, and he's
and very playing
effective.
Well. Yeah, not just
and they were getting shut out. It was 13-0. They were losing to the Detroit Lions, and then now it's 13-10. So they're kind of coming back into this one. Jeremiah Jensen, KSL 5 Television, Sports Beat, KSLSports.com. You can find him at all those places. He's here in studio with us right now, though. How do you fix BYU's problem? I mean, it's pretty. Everybody has all.
How long do we have?
Everybody had all the answers over the weekend. I went on the Twitter, and so everybody had all the answers.
Are we talking about on the field? Or are we talking big picture?
I'm saying,
football program.
Oh, okay.
That's
the way it's
the
supposed
question
to be,
is: you're not supposed to lose to Toledo. You're not supposed to lose to South Florida.
No.
This is an average team at best every year. I mean, So how do you feel like if you're a BYU fan? That this is headed in a direction that's more what BYU fans are used to. 10 wins, the Lavelle Edwards era. But that's what people want. They want that back.
How about 8 wins?
They do want that. That's why there's a 65,000 seat stadium in Provo. That's why there's all those trophies down at Legacy Hall. Guess what? Those days are over. This program and these fans have to move on and forge a new legacy, a new identity, because those days aren't coming back. College football is different now. Notice how different things have been since realignment. How different things have been for BYU. Realignment was a big shift in college football.
For money,
everything
for
changed.
Talent, all of it. Yeah.
So the haves and the have-nots, the gap grew, right? Well, BYU's one of the have-nots. So BYU's administration, not just the coach, BYU, all the people that make decisions at the university that impact the athletic program, have to decide if they want to be a have or a have not. Right now, they're a have not.
Right.
And you can't expect have results when you're a have not.
But the other
you can't
thing is,
expect Power 5 results
okay,
when you're not.
So is it that they made the decision to go independent? Is that what made them a have not? Because I think they made that decision thinking they would be a have.
If they didn't make the decision to be independent, they would be a really have not.
You think so?
Yes.
You don't think
they're getting $5 or $6 million from ESPN, the TV deal that they wouldn't be getting if they were still in the Mountain West. They are behind the eight ball right now with the ESPN contract. Mm.
So you think it's money then? They have to be in a position. I mean, are they have not because they don't have money, or they have not? Because
they don't have money. They don't have enough talent, and they're not paying coaches enough money to have the coaching that you need to win at that level.
But how is Boise State then? How are they a have? I mean, they're ranked. They're not considered a have.
Because Boise State doesn't have so many restrictions on the kind of players they can bring into the program.
Boise, Idaho. It's Boise State. It's not.
They can bring in anybody they want. They don't have any.
No, they blue turf. It's a restriction. Okay.
They can bring in a guy with a 13 ACT.
Yeah.
If he can run a 4.440, he's coming to Boise. Guess what? You can't do that at BYU.
You know what? You actually can. You
can. How?
Because I'll tell you how. And I said this in the earlier part of the show. When when Stanford decided they were going to be good at football and they realized that it was extremely valuable to their whole overall image.
Yes.
They can make ways for things to happen.
BYU's not willing to do that right now.
I'm not saying I'm with you.
That's the problem.
Right. Scott has all the answers. All you got to do is, okay, you ready for this? Let everybody
in. I agree
in.
With you on this, though. Stanford is a great model. Go ahead. Sorry.
Let everybody in, Stanford does. Get rid of the honor code. Get rid of the honor code.
No. You don't have to do that. It has nothing to do with the honor code.
You don't have to get rid of the honor code.
No, you don't.
It has been so hard to get into BYU academically.
Right.
Now, Notre Dame. There have been stretches where Notre Dame's been terrible at football.
Mm-hmm.
And it's when they said, we're going to be a religious institution. We're going to be an institution of higher learning. Football does not matter. And they realized that football actually matters. And the psychological benefit and the perception of your program is so different when your football program does well. It's just the way it is.
Let me ask.
So they said, we are going to make sure football's good. And now and Notre Dame's way overrated, believe me. But they've made the commitment to be good at football.
Okay, let me ask you this real quick, because I know that the whole weekend it was Fire Kalani, which yeah. I hate that kind of stuff because that it just sounds like an easy one to just be like, well, just fire.
Problem solved, right?
And everybody says they've got the answer, just fire the coach. Would that solve things for BYU?
No.
At the end of this season?
No.
Where does it get solved?
At the higher level, the administrative level. They have to make a decision how much they want to invest in this sport. They have to make a decision, again, if they want to be a have or have not.
Is Tom Homo the guy?
It goes higher than Tom. Mm. It goes higher than Tom.
And I think people want to have – I think the higher up people want to have a good football program at BYU. I really do.
Yeah.
I don't think they don't.
But what are they, what's willing to – what's everyone willing to do in order to get there?
Yeah. See, I think you have to look at all of it. And you have,
yes.
You have to look at all of it and see how it works.
Real quick before we get out, because I promised we'd bring up some Utah.
We're done?
Hey, how about the Utes though, right? I mean, going from BYU, you couldn't be a more stark difference in terms of – progression versus not progressing, and the Utes have turned a real corner.
For everyone that follows Utah, you know they don't blow teams out. So I've been waiting for this team this year
right.
to just go and crush another team's
yes.
soul. They did that on Saturday. That could have been a lot worse than it was.
Yeah.
Oregon State has improved.
They have some players.
They do have some players.
Oregon State might have
those forgotten players
that they
weren't good
better.
On Saturday no. because Utah shut them down. Look, I think it's interesting. Utah's kind of under the radar again now, right? This is where they're comfortable again.
Yep.
The doubt after the USC loss. You know what? That USC loss woke them up.
Yeah.
That USC loss is now an embarrassment to them. And every week, every time they go in a weight room, every time they go out on the field, I don't want that to happen again.
Go ahead, Scott.
And you hear it from the players
yes.
interviewing them.
Go ahead, yeah. Scott. Take
See,
credit.
I said it should have been the BYU game at the beginning of the year.
Well, it wasn't.
I know.
It's a good thing if something happened.
Right.
To fire them up.
Here's the irony about Utah. The thing that's really bad is their special teams. It's not very good.
That's crazy.
So here's a team that's doing very well offensively, very well defensively. Special teams, scary. It's sketchy.
You don't need special teams when you're in 52-7.
Hey, look at that.
You're right.
that sounds like an SEC coach. You don't need those special teams to win 52-7.
Alabama, we didn't even have a kicker on scholarship. We don't even need them. We got SEC speed.
Oh, my goodness.
Roll Tide.
I love this stuff. See, and Scott was like, I told you guys about it. Jalen Johnson got embarrassed at USC, and now
not this weekend.
He's had an amazing couple of games.
He's an NFL guy.
JJ, what's going on tonight on SportsBeat?
A lot. So BYU players and Kalani even had some very interesting things to say about their troubles. You can hear that at 10. We'll also hear from the Utes. Big game against Arizona State in the Jazz preseason game. Donovan Mitchell's playing well tonight. I'll show you how he's doing.
See, this is what's good about the weekend. We don't even get to have Scott get all grumpy about preseason NBA basketball and the Jazz.
You don't have to talk
don't
about
tell
it.
Him. Don't
Got
tell
enough.
Him they're even playing. All right. JJ, thanks, man. We appreciate it. Joining us right now in studio, Mike Wilson at Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Mike, thanks for hanging out with us, first of all, this hour.
It's been fun.
You've had to endure our yelling matches in here. We mean the best, and we're very – but you see it in the breaks, too. We're very passionate about this stuff.
It's good times.
But your expertise is, of course, everybody's turning on those furnaces this time of year, and you would think maybe it would come back again. We're going to get that heat you know, come back again. But this weekend is going to be just as cold. And so if you haven't serviced that furnace, you're going to get that slushy, the snow and the rain's coming down. It's going to get even colder. This is a time to service that furnace.
Absolutely. You know, and a lot of people say, you know, how do I know if my furnace needs to be tuned up? And here's the thing. The older your system gets, the more important the maintenance is. So if it's 7, 8 years old, you need to get your system serviced. If it's been a couple years, maybe you've skipped one, maybe you forgot about it, maybe you didn't realize you needed to do it, you should make sure that you're having that thing serviced. If it was acting up last winter, there were a lot of people at the end of the last winter that were crossing their fingers saying, come on summer, so I don't have to use my furnace. Well, guess what? Winter's back, and the same issues you were having, you're going to keep having. A tune-up is going to benefit your system.
So when's the best time to do it?
Manufacturers don't specify whether you should do it at the beginning, middle, or end of the season. What I've learned from talking to people is the biggest reason they don't do it is because they forget about it.
Yeah,
and so right now, while you're thinking about it and while you can save $70, I think this is the best time to get on the schedule to do it.
So save $70 right now. A 29-point preseason furnace tune-up. It's normally $99. $29 you guys are doing. Let's hear the phone call here, their phone number.
801-443-7400.
And it's before 8 o'clock tonight.
Oh, you only got 12 minutes.
I know. You got to get on this thing and call.
Yeah, oh, here's the thing. During the break, I actually was checking the calls coming in. We're actually going to keep the lines open. If you're trying to get through, keep calling. We'll keep them open until everyone that wants to get
right,
this deal gets it.
So get the deal tonight. 801-443-7400. The $99 value on the 29-point preseason furnace tune-up, $29. So don't worry about the furnace tune-up. You know, for this season, you get it for $29 for many hour services. Give them a call, 801-443-7400. Mike, thanks for hanging out with us.
Thank you.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.